Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance.
Hi, yes, ma'am. How you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
I'm fine. I got your number from a lady that's going through the program, and I need some help. I'm staying with a family member, but it's not going well, so I'm not going to have nowhere to go. And I was trying to see how can I get into the program.
Okay, to help determine the best program for you or your needs, I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Do I have your consent to start that over the phone today?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I start with your first and last name?
It's Isham, I-S-H-A-M, Paul, P-A-U-L. My middle initial is S.
Okay, you said that was I-S-H-A-M, last name P-A-U-L?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your telephone number?
334-618-2733.
Do you have an email address?
Yes, ma'am. It's paulsakina31@gmail.com. It's P-A-U-L and then S-A-K-I-N-A-H-31@gmail.com.
Okay. You said that was Paul Sakina, S-A-K-I-N-A-H-31@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And that phone number is 334-618-2733.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you provide me with your social security number? This is optional.
Yes, ma'am. It's 416-170-6643.
Are you a veteran or military dependent?
No, ma'am.
What is your date of birth?
4/26/1983.
Okay, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And your preferred gender?
I'm a female.
And your primary race?
Black.
What is your zip code?
36301.
And what city do you live in?
Dothan, Alabama, Houston County.
Okay. And what was your last permanent address or current address?
Where I'm staying at is 210 Fair Lane.
Okay. So that's 210 Fair Lane, Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Yes, ma'am.
Approximately when did you become homeless?
They just told me this morning.
Okay.
And I've been had the number, but I was like, well, they're a little bipolar. So I was like, well, they just probably need one of those little moods or whatever. But I'm sick of it. I really am. I'm just ready just to go ahead and get my own and just be through with it. I don't have time for it.
Okay, you said you were staying somewhere or with someone?
I was staying with someone.
Okay.
But as of today, I had been with them for like a year, almost a year and a half.
Okay.
And I have a son that's a diabetic, so I just lost my mama, and we just put her to rest on the 19th of this month. So I'm already battling, with a whole bunch of, emotions right now, and mm-hmm. I just can't do it. I really can't.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll finish up this application, and someone will go ahead and contact you once they have this reviewed up and ready to assist you. Have you been laid off from work and lost employment?
No, ma'am, I get disability.
Okay. Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, ERA?
I ain't never heard of that.
Okay. Have you experienced any housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
No, ma'am.
And you will be the head of household?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any children with you?
I have one. My son, he's 17.
Okay.
And he's a type 1 diabetic.
And if you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
No, ma'am.
What is your monthly income?
I get $920. And then I get food stamps. I get it, $276 in food stamps.
Okay. If you give me one moment, I'll add some additional notes to your application.
Okay.
Your case has been submitted and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after the assessment, please give this number a call back and select option 2.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling Alabama Rebel Coalition.
Okay.